Sunday afternoon. The calm in between the squalls of the election campaign and the weather. I thought I'd talk about two things. Firstly, the idea that this is, we hear it repeated a lot, the most important election that we've had. It's not true. The most important election we had was the last one. Just because we got the wrong answer doesn't mean it wasn't a test. And as a result of having chosen the wrong answer, we ended up with what we have now. So this is the second most important election. But it isn't likely to be the most important election even for the next 10 years. The most important election is going to be the next one. Because it'll depend on whether or not Fianna Fáil are returned to power after one term or two, as to whether or not there's any structural change in the country's political system. Fianna Fáil have never been out of power for more than one term since they took over in the 1930s. And the entire, shall we say, patronage machine presumes that if worse comes to the worst and they lose an election, they can hunker down for one term, probably short of the full 5 years, and things will be back to normal afterwards. And so people are willing to put things on hold and won't call in their favours until the return to power. The difference here is that there is a possibility that there won't be a return to power. And 10 years is a long time to wait to call in a favour. So I suppose really the first, that's the point. This is the third most important election. The most important was the last one, and the second most important will be the next one. Now, the other topic I was going to discuss was Gavin Sheridan's brilliant piece of work in extracting the partial database of expenses and expenditure from the Houses of the Oireachtas. You can see it on www.thestory.ie, and you should go and see it. And really what it is a, well, it's a picture of what it feels like to be looted, I suppose, really, in a lot of ways. And one of the beneficiaries of the money recorded, whose name I can't remember now, when he was challenged on Twitter about receiving over €3,000 to host a personal TD's website, responded all the rules, no rules were broken. And unfortunately, you see, the likelihood is, it makes it worse, that none of the rules were probably broken. That's the reality of it. You can have a system which is wrong and yet legal. And the only solution to that is not a legal solution, but a political one. You simply remove the people who are running and benefiting from that system. That's it today.